I have heard that your country drinks more tea than any other. How sad that must make you, like children who long for absent mothers. I am sorry. So we drank tea in Sarah's kitchen. Charlie was still asleep in his bedroom at the top of the stairs. Sarah put her hand on mine. We need to talk about what happened, she said. Are you ready to talk about that? About what happened after the men took you away down the beach? I did not reply straight away. I sat at the table, with my eyes looking all around the kitchen, taking in all the new and wonderful sights. For example, there was a refrigerator in Sarah's kitchen, a huge silver box with an ice maker machine built into it. The front of the ice maker machine was clear glass, and you could see what it was doing inside there. It was making a small bright cube of ice. It was nearly ready. You will laugh at me, silly village girl, for staring at an ice cube like this. You will laugh, but this was the first time I had seen water made solid. It was beautiful, because if this could be done, then perhaps it could be done to everything else that was always escaping and running away and vanishing into sand or mist. Everything could be made solid again. Yes, even the time when I played with Enkiruka in the red dust under the rope swing. In those days I believed such things were possible in your country. I knew there were large miracles just waiting for me to discover them, if only I could find the center, the source of all these small wonders. Behind the cold glass, the ice cube trembled on its little metal arm. It glistened like a human soul. Sarah looked at me. Her eyes were shining. Bee, she said, I really need to know. Are you ready to talk about it? The ice cube was finished. Thunk, it went, down into the collecting tray. Sarah blinked. The ice maker started making a new cube. Sarah, I said, you do not need to know what happened. It was not your fault. Sarah held my hands between hers.